Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Ceddie J. It is a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday, and we got yet another beautiful, beautiful show for you today. Every Wednesday show, we bring you what we call Hump Day After Dusk. And yeah, man, definitely got a great one for you today. We got a topic that is, man. I'm telling you, we got some stuff to get off our chest today. So, y'all just buckle y'all seatbelts because, yeah, it's about to get real. So, again, thank you for everyone for tuning in. And just a reminder, too, we got the new chat room system open, so y'all can always join the chat. The chat, you can even be in the chat even if you are on your phone now, so... That's some of the great benefits of being at the show live, because now you can do that now. And I'm excited, man. Like, this new chat system has me very excited because, yeah, it's definitely opening up doors. So definitely thankful for them for finally giving us something brand new, because, you know, people can use it on mobile. And they can even, you know, use it on the course of desktop. But it looks a lot better, a lot sleeker. And, heck, you guys can talk to us in the live chat now system straight through the same place to the show. So you can enjoy it in that way, man. You want to be goofy, put emojis in there. If you want to, like, share media in the chat room, you can do that. All that kind of stuff. So definitely we are glad to had this kind of system for you guys now. Nonetheless, we got a great show coming for y'all for tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and go to a quick song break. We come back. Shoot, we going to go in, man. We got a lot to get off our chest. So y'all listen to Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Ceddie J. We'll be back after this.
Hard work and dedication, what I had to give. I take the thong and put my life up in it. Must put, but I never stick my dick up in it. Since haters talk so much, not mine, but stick a dick in it. Until you're gagging, passing out as if your lungs don't work. Come chasing us, we hopping fences, trying to sell the. Not what you do, but how you do it. Mobiles get alert. You fresh as but pockets crying cause they feeling hurt. Put away this dough before I'm put on life support. I paid my dues, they finally took me off of child support. Papa said that I'll be straight, he know grandson's a mover. Pushed me too far like Marky Wahlberg turned into a shooter. Watch like Uma Thurman hit the mall and kill a Bill. Walked out the store and bumped the bitches on designer heels. We bought a she in our bed, we did it for the thrill. Rap cool, but it got a lot of kids. A 9 to 5 plus the those so they can live. Hard work and dedication is what I had to give. I want a bigger house than Uncle Phil and Auntie Viv. But until then, I'm gonna hit the state of Auntie Viv. Another one outside the shadows ain't an 85th. I take the song and put my life up in it. Most but I never stick my dick up in it. Since haters talk so much, not mine, but stick a dick up in it. Until you're gagging, passing out as if your lungs don't work. Come chasing us, we hopping fences, trying to sell the. Not what you do, but how you do it. Mobile get alert. Come chasing us, we hopping fences, trying to sell the. Not what you do, but how you do it. Mobile get alert. Rap cool, but it got a lot of kids. A 9 to 5 plus the dope so they can live. Hard work and dedication is what I had to give. I want a bigger house than Uncle Phil and Auntie Viv. Work.
I'm not just anybody.
No, this ain't about a check. I demand the respect before I put you in check. If you can't respect that, then it's on to the next.
On to the next,
yeah, I'm on to the next. I ain't gotta flex, nah, I ain't gotta flex. When we have a conversation, don't be jerking your neck. Don't be rolling your eyes, I'm a man, I got pride. For the sake of what we got, push yours to the side. Say you gon' ride and you want me for life. I'd rather have a best friend than a nagging ass wife. Enough with the strife, enough with the grief. You can't say don't cheat, but provide no relief. Wanna take a stand when you need to take a seat. When it's your turn to listen, you don't even need to speak. Everybody wanna talk, but nobody wanna listen. Can't get my point across if you don't really pay attention.
I'm not just anybody.
When they want me, as good as we look, say la
vie.
Baby girl, you the Yang to me, Ying. With the building empire, I'm the king, you the queen. It's like Guns and Roses, friends and foes. Me and you together like Spur and Moses. The people love me, see I pack my shoulders. Haters get back, it's respect, chosen. I'm really God's people, see I black my noses. 2 years ago, people didn't even know us. Was a diamond in the rough, now my touch is golden. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, no sir. I'ma post up on whoever approach us. Drop step, slam dunk, he's on the poster. Getting to the money like a boss supposed to. The fame coming to me, baby, just like
I'm
I told
not
you.
Just anybody.
I'm not just anybody.
Yeah.
I'm not just anybody.
Yeah. Don't talk to me like I'm anybody. Like you do everybody.
Don't treat me like you do everybody.
Cause I'm not just anybody.
Make the trunk bang. Make the trunk bang. Make the trunk bang. Make the trunk bang, make the trunk bang, make the trunk bang, make the trunk bang, make the trunk bang.
Speakers round.
What else?
In my truck.
Okay.
Beating down your block, boy, screaming out earthquake. Bass up so loud, you can hear me from a mile away. Texas Place album jamming on my grind all day. Before I leave the house, best believe I got my money face. The way I cook the head, I know exactly how the money tastes. Catch me in the parking lot, pimping real hard. Better cuff your girl, cause I'll pull your bra. Turn the sound up just to drown out a hater. She threw away her grader. If you're talking down, I'll send you to your maker.
Search
on the track, all I need is pen and paper. Bang, bang, Bigelow, bout to have the block got. Better hold on, coming for the one spot. Put up on the passenger just to show you what I got. And in my trunk, you best believe what? I got that bang, bang, Bigelow. Bang, bang.
bigelow can cause a distraction. You celebrate too early like DeSean Jackson. You thought that those tens really was blasting until my 12 came through. Smash them. If it got that South Seal, then it's a classic. Cause you can feel the impact when you in traffic. The bottom line is, y'all can't match it. No respect it or accept it. Please excuse my brashness. Hillside Park gon' sound like Jurassic. It sound like my truck holds a T-Rex captive. And them stickers on the side of your shit is tacky. And tell your to please stop licking her lips at me. Or I give her something for her face, for her acne. And let's just say that it won't be proactive. Now you stretched out when you should be relaxing. My bang bang Bigelow is ready for action.
Bang bang Bigelow.
Banging and kicking, knocking like let me in. City, I'm 612 like he whip it, that's them 10s. Just be copying, yeah, they Decepticons. Try to learn to look and then they learn how to rest it done. That's backwards, son, like walking for your crawl or falling for your ball. Love to argue, hate to brawl. Love to but hate a brawl. Little playing hard, really soft. You a fraud, gone and take a loss. Cause this that dirty ride of music like we tucking Tom. Then you out facing, it's my nigga, then you dumb. Dub sevens of us, your windows out like Miss Sullivan. Now see what I've done, that's irrelevant. Ooh, what a punchline. Use a snack for lunchtime. With all that ride, ride, crack it, crunch time. I'm just trying to let you know. Thought to Jackie, let him go. Second llama, her name Wanda Lil. They ready to go. I got that.
Bang, bang,
this is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
All right, we're back, everyone. Welcome to Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl.
Nice production.
Nice production.
What is up? What's up? I got a special. We got a special guest on the show with us today, too. Our boy Renato, creative of Dream Angel Social / Elite Angel Social. What is good, boss?
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Glad to have you. And I see you in our new chat room. I'm excited. I'm like, Nate, they to give us a new toy. I'm excited. I'm like, bro, I'm trying to give us a new toy.
Yeah.
So,
major upgrade.
Major, right? Dude, I was like, wait, they done made this whole chat room responsive now? Because I did test it out yesterday, so let me see if it worked on. I'm like, what? It worked on mobile perfectly?
Man, a QR code?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
I know. It is so beautiful. I love how the logos are popping out. It don't look plain. Yeah, I'm excited. and even if you want to, like, you want to, like, post a file in there, you know, show off, go, oh, yeah, Man, y'all gotta check, man, check out my y'all make sure y'all check out the new cover of Human Canvas or Dream Angel. You know, you pop it in there, and to my recollection, because I haven't tested that part out yet, but you pop it in there, and it goes, bam, and see, let's see, it should work. All right, we're gonna find out that part worked. But nonetheless, Nay, how was your week? I know we have not spoken since we didn't even do last Wednesday, so yeah, it's been 2 weeks. How has life been, ma'am?
Life is just fine. I can't complain.
Just fine.
How about you?
Oh man, you know, just doing, making things happen. I've been watching you, man. You've been moving, doing some great things out there. I'm like, okay, Nate, you better put that work in, man. So yeah, I see. I've been watching, keeping an eye on you. You've been really going in.
Of course, hard work can't stop.
Yes, but I'm over here geeking because I got my chat room together. Lord, Lord, Lord. I just tried the foul thing too. They must be still. They had another option where you could just press picture. They're still fixing that part. But
yeah, the link.
Geeking on the chat.
Tired.
But oh man, with you or not, how have things been with you? It's been a hot minute since we've had you on the show, man.
I'm doing pretty good. We got, like, we have launched at least 4 magazines. We also have a kids magazine, so that's great for people, models that might have kids and they want to get their kids into stuff. We have, also the social network for both the kids magazine, plus we have the social network for the Elite Angels, Dream Angels, so people can join there. And you don't have to worry about being censored. Same thing with the dustspot.com. Both sites, you can join. And you don't have to worry about censorship because, you know, Instagram and Facebook is blocking stuff. They're deleting models and photographers. So if you want an alternative where you're not going to be deleted, if you got fans, they will follow you. Make sure you go to dustspot.com and eliteangelssocial.com. It's a big difference because, you know, they have corporate sponsors who are Christians, and they're part of Christian groups that basically don't want your content, what they call considered porn, on their website since they're putting money down. Because I don't think Mark Zuckerberg really cares.
Oh, yeah, we've seen that with the Russian scandal. He don't give a rat's ass, really.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, man, shoot, today they showed me be quite interesting because of course, you know, every show we do Seduction 101, that's the segment that Nate brings us every week. And it's always a grab bag of topics she brings up to you guys during Seduction 101, so stay tuned for that. And instead of I usually do the 6, but today I decided, you know, I want to open up the floor. You kind of did a perfect segue, bro, because I want to open up the floor, and especially this is why I'm so glad I have an all-around co-host, you know, who's we can add this to her name, philanthropist, model, brand ambassador, the list goes on, and because we get to get her perspective too, because it's always great hearing from the other side as well. So when people hear what we get ready to say, they hear from all these different sides. I want to hear nothing later that we all say the same goddamn thing, just from different realms. But now the topic I wanted to bring up today, and this is why I paid attention to social media a different way, because sometimes the most random thing will come to your brain, and it don't always be necessarily pop culture, per se. It'd be something that'd be something that need to be addressed. And you know, a lot of times, you know, a lot of people who listen to our show are in the industry, and so what perfect way then to bring up a topic that is industry related, and that is the importance. I can't stress enough the importance of why, you know, why it is important to get featured in magazines, and why it's important to not only just be featured in magazines, but why it's important that, you know, you brand, like when people hear the word brand themselves, I think they don't pay attention to what it means. And sometimes branding yourself requires you to travel some, or, you know, even if it's 30 minutes up the road, you got to put some work in. Or if you don't travel, you just got to work that much harder with networking with people. So you can't just wait for people to come to you. So I want, you know, I was going to start with you and me, Renata, but I want to go to Nate first because I want to let the lovely lady go first. So Nate, you being a model that has both been in magazines and has traveled, like, how important is it for a model, like, from your point of view, how has that helped you with your career?
I feel like it's important because it's important to stay relevant. And then when you're traveling and networking and stuff like that, it's helping you to just do that, you know, stay relevant in the business so people know who you are and meet new people. And then they see your brand, they know who you are, and they get to see your personality up close and not just on social media. Because just because you look good on social media don't mean you are cool in person. Like, that don't mean you got a good personality, just a good picture. So people get to see you for really who you are when you go networking and traveling.
Man. This is why she's my co-host. I almost had a real tear come out. But no, because just to give people an example, because I think people understand that you do exactly what you say. So let me kind of paint a picture. So Nate, where were you at this past weekend?
I was in Atlanta.
Okay. I'm keeping up. You was in Atlanta. Okay. Where were you at the weekend before that?
Atlanta.
Okay. I'm keeping up so far. Okay. Where were you the weekend before that?
Indiana.
Hold on. I'll play this game right. Hold on. One, two. No, you was in Atlanta. That was it. Because let's see. This past weekend was the weekend of the 11th, and then the 4th, and then you go back, that was the 27th of April. So I think, wait, so you've been in Atlanta 3 weekends in a row, I think, unless you weren't there this past weekend.
I was only in Atlanta 2 weekends in a row.
And y'all heard she say Indiana. Just make sure y'all keeping. I'm painting these pictures for them because I want them to really understand what you're saying. What you're telling them, you actually be doing. So, you were in Indiana, and then you went to Atlanta, and then you back in. I'm just making sure they. You know, I'm flexing your muscle right now. If you don't mind. Talking that talk because they out here. They think that it's just easy. And they think that they don't realize what you be doing, and they don't realize why you say it again. You said something perfect.
It's not easy, and because I have made the sacrifices that I have, you know, made, because I'm a full-time college student and a full-time worker as well. I work the rest of the time. So, I mean, you know, if I'm not making sacrifices and stuff like that, I tell people, like, I mean, it's either you want it or you don't. And because the sacrifices that I have made, now I'm going to be on a TV show that's coming out the end of this summer called Models of Atlanta, along with Cena, who was on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. If you don't know who Cena Bina is, that's Young Jock's child's mother, children's mother. So, I mean, it has opened up doors by traveling, meeting different people, and, you know, staying relevant and gaining Atlanta followers. Like, yeah, I was raised in Indiana, but I'm an Atlanta maid. Like, Atlanta have made my modeling career because I've been going to Atlanta so much, and I've made my mark on Atlanta. So my next mark that has to be made is Miami and Texas.
So. What? Texas? Well, boy, my little ears are perked up. What?
Yeah, I have to
Dang,
get
don't
down
be
there.
Don't be mad. Don't be messing me, man.
I have to get down
I'm like these games.
In Texas. I have to get down there.
Okay. Navy, mess with me. I'm not going to mess with you today,
Navy. Look, Queen of the South. Queen of the South, but raised in the Midwest.
Okay. But, yeah, I like the Kazee because even what I like is you take a lot of the, you know, of the love that you get from Atlanta and a lot of opportunities you get from Atlanta, and you take that same energy and you take it back to Indiana and bring them shine because, you know, obviously you've done some great projects in Indiana too, and I think it's because some people think you go to Atlanta – and it just magically makes everything happen. It's just the different. See, I can't say that for you because you do stuff. You do opportunities in Indiana, too. It's just the fact that you're hungry, so it don't really make a damn difference. It's just, of course, if Atlanta, if you're hungry and you stay in your shit, then you make that it's even easier in Atlanta
exactly. Because
you're on top of your shit.
Like today, I just had to turn down the opportunity. The director of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, he follows me on Instagram, of course, and he directs Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. And he invited me out to host a club hosting along with him and Young Jock. But since I'm not in Atlanta this weekend, I had to decline that offer. But, of course, he told me to let him know when I'm back in Atlanta. But I could have been Love & Hip Hop Atlanta already, honestly, because I've been asked to come pay them for Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. But sometimes I'm just not there at that moment. But when I'm there, then I'll be there.
Well, yeah, I like that, yeah, you don't make any excuses. And, you know how I am. I bust your chops all the time, you know, give you a hard time about being short, but I would say sometimes it's like I'm high siding, but I'd be so serious to say this. You might be 4'9", but your heart is goddamn 7 feet because you know, when you step in a room, people know you fucking there. It's not, oh my God, like who is this? Like people know you're there when you walk in the room. And I love it because it's so easy. It's people, man. People always complain about how short they are, and they be like 5'2". I'm like, y'all fucking getting my nerves, bro. So I love seeing that because you don't let that stop you, and I think that's what makes people levitate. They don't give a damn about that. They care about the fact you put that work in, and when it's your time and shine, it's your opportunity. You kill
it's
that shit
time.
Every time. So,
yeah.
Oh, you know.
This is how
I'm sorry,
I feel.
I had to brag on you real quick.
this is just how I feel. And I've been saying this for a very long time. What God has for you, whatever God put your name in, that's that. And can't nobody stop what God has for you in your life. Some people might not like how you got so much favor on your life. People don't know the background of my modeling career. They don't know the background, all the stuff that I have to do, all the sacrifices I have to make. Sometimes I can't deal because I got to go to Atlanta. I can't miss this opportunity. So I can't pay this bill this week. I'm going to have to pay it next week. So it's all about, like I said, making sacrifices, because if you don't make those sacrifices, I mean, you're not going to get to where you want to be in life. And that's what, just about with anything. That's what being a parent is about. It's like my child. My daughter is my child. So I got to make sacrifices for my child. If that makes sense.
Oh, that's, man, come on now. Every people be just making they make it sound so easy. And the perfect segue to go to Renato, because Renato, I know you know personally about sacrifices, sir. And, you know, you being a person that, you know, even well before I got to the game, you are running a magazine brand as well. You know, been running a magazine brand before I even got into the game and whatnot. Like, if the sacrifices, man, like, let people know, like, there's always trying to get into the industry, and especially there's some people who want to start magazines that don't understand the work that we still go through, have went through, and are going to continue to go through.
All right.
So, yeah, started off doing a fashion magazine called Desire Mag, which we ended up getting Lyce Jennings, Lisa Ray, and some other people on the cover, and that was amazing. I left that magazine because I wanted to feature black people, and originally it wasn't going that direction until I left. But my design laid the foundation for Lyce Jennings and Lisa Ray to actually come and do the cover. Then after that, I started a kids magazine called Kids Look. Then later from that, I started BX25, which is now called Dream Angel. So, you know, it took I was a long route to get to where I'm at, but a lot of people think that my magazine is new. And I just look back at all the notable people that just Dream Angels have featured, and I was just amazed. And, you know, I try to get tips for Sadie to start Human Canvas, and I like what he's doing. Like he said, he's done hit 6 years, so that's great. Magazines have always been important, but like a lot of these new people that I talk to every day, they don't understand the 18-year-olds, 18-year-olds, and I'm not going to say 16-year-olds because a lot of times they understand, but it's those 18-year-olds. They really don't understand the IG models that got the OnlyFans. But back in the day when you was a model, what you would do is get your portfolio book, which is still important, and you would go to, if you're online, you'll go to Model Mayhem, create you a portfolio, or you can also go to Dust Spot and Elite Angel Social, and you would go do a TFP shoot, do that TFP shoot, and, you know, build up your portfolio and try to become real good so that you can actually get in a magazine, because that tier sheet is how you get work. That tier sheet shows that you're working. So a good example is Nae Seduction. When she got the Human Canvas cover and tier sheet, I know that helped her when she went to Atlanta. So that tier sheet proves that you're working. It makes you different. It shows that you're different from all the other Instagram models. So that's why that tier sheet is important. It's like I'm working. And that's why Lisa Ray, our Lyce Jennings, wanted to do that magazine, or Erica Marie wanted to do, you know, Dream Angel, because that tier sheet even helped them, even though they're celebrities and they're famous, because then directors and other people want to work with them even more. So that's what, and that's why you see Kanye West and all these other rappers, every time they come out with a brand new CD, they're doing the Source magazine, or when they're, or when they, a new rapper come out, they do the XXL Freshman. It's very important. It's still relevant. Tyra Banks, as we were talking about earlier, she just did Sports Illustrated because she's trying to, even though she's on TV, we got to think about magazines sometimes hit places that where they may not be able to watch Tyra Banks. Like our magazines, we hit the Middle East. We hit India. So you're getting exposed to people that's in Dubai, India, and other places. And if they see you and they like you, they might actually want to hire you. They may not have access to, you know, the internet. Like a guy bought a magazine. He probably used a VPN to do it, but he was able to buy a magazine. He's from Saudi Arabia. That stuff is blocked in Saudi Arabia. But for some way, he was able to buy the magazine. So a lot of people don't think about that. You can have fans, Saudi Arabia, in other countries. A lot of these guys have money, and they can actually be the person to hire you. They could own an entertainment company or something, and they might want to hire you. And that's how the magazines, Human Canvas or whatever, could come in handy. But if they need a tattoo model for something, then they can go to Human Canvas and they can get it. So that's just my some of the stuff I'm thinking about.
You know what? This is where you said something key during it that I think is very important for people to understand. In order for, because these magazines, the magazines do just as great as the people who are featured in them. So that means to people, for those of you who are trying to be featured in these magazines, or even further, trying to be featured on the covers, the work doesn't stop there once you're done. You got to promote that shit. And not just that, you got to be putting in work with your regular, with your career got to keep going. You got to put the work in, and you got to keep, like it goes back to what Nate said. Oh, like it's going, that stuff's going to run in your head over and over. If it ain't anything y'all miss today, stay relevant. Good Lord, people staying relevant. And you got to understand that the work, that's because, okay, yes, you succeed at something, like Nate, she'll succeed at something, like, okay, she's doing Miles in Atlanta. All right, she's like, okay, doesn't mean I'll stop. The work just stops all of a sudden. No, she keeps going hard, next opportunity. And that's why Nate is working. She don't have to, what you know about Nate, you know, we always do this whole, y'all know, if y'all been in the show before, y'all know we do something at the end of the show where we tell y'all something we got coming up. Nate told y'all a little bit of stuff, but she don't always tell y'all everything. And I like that, because what Nate is basically trying to do is let y'all know I don't have to announce every goddamn thing I got going on. Some stuff is in the works. And until it's completely packaged and ready to give to y'all, I'm not going to tell y'all about it. Some of y'all wait too quick. Y'all go announcing shit on social media just so y'all can get fake-ass clout. And then y'all wonder why y'all getting boots in it into yourself, because y'all not letting the stuff, grow and, you know, just manifest before you start announcing things. Let everything manifest first. Stop trying to rush to get so you can get a quick like on your status real quick. That's trash, bro. Likes are great, comments are great, but me putting this work and you see me continue to work, that's even better. And I can't stress that enough. I hate fake clout. I hate fake clout people.
I hate clout chasers. I definitely hate people who try to eat off the next person. Like, for instance, I'm not no hater. I'm not no hating ass female. But
talk
if
that talk,
you my friend, if you my friend and we talk to each other, like, every now and then, like consistently, and you a model, okay, yeah, I'm going to tell you about this opportunity, cool. But if we're not talking and y'all listen to that, I'm not going to tell you about the opportunity that we can do. So this is DM me. I'm not really cool with her. I feel like she's a clout chaser. She hit me up talking about she about to do the Models of Atlanta. She didn't know about Models of Atlanta until me. She never went to her audition, never went to the casting or anything, and said she about to be on the show. And my thing, that turned on the light bulb, like, you're a clout chaser. You're trying to do everything that I do. And I never once told you about the show, because you're really not a friend like that. I know what type of female you are. You want to be friends with me, right? Because you know where they're about to go. So that really
exactly.
Kind of threw me off, because I only told two of my friends to go do the show, because they are legit friends. Then this third girl talking about she about to be on a show. I don't understand that. Like, I ain't get this. Like, you're a clout chaser. You're trying to eat off my name or use my name to get first places. That's not cool to me. That's not cool.
That's corny, bro. Like, it's ridiculous.
Corny
like,
as hell.
And I'm telling you, Ronaldo, I've seen, you know, CNA in action twice, you know, now, because, you know, I went to Atlanta last year. I went to Atlanta this year. Like, Nay, like I told y'all, like, I've seen it in person. Nay commands a goddamn room. And I do, and see, I'm good at that, too. And that's what, like, with, like, seeing us in person, and seeing it is like it really shows. I love like when we're out and about doing that because it shows people why we're so good in this show together. Because we both have that power to where we know how to command a room. When people know when we're there, people know. And yeah, we don't just be there at like some goddamn bumper on log. We enjoy ourselves. We mingle with people. We hype up the next person. Even if you can't dance all that good, we still hype you up like you're the best dancer
right.
person in the world.
Right.
And I just watched Nay do it. Go get! She wouldn't dance with her life depending on it. But she was working like the little. That chick was working like the little internet good. But Nay was still hyping up. But nah, that's what it is. Because I think the thing we and I say too, yeah, the thing we missed too, people have to understand this. People buy into you. I can name, uh-huh. I can tell you all the brands that you got left or right, but at the end of the day, I don't care. No one got to say people buy into you. Now, after a while, yeah, the brand becomes big. One of the brand takes its own. Grow his own legs or whatnot, because you know people don't necessarily buy into McDonald's because of Ray Kroc. They just buy into McDonald's. They buy into McDonald's. But at one point in time, why McDonald's is growing, they had to buy into Ray Kroc. And so that's the thing. You keep making people buy into you until they associate your brand with you so much that your brand grows and becomes its own monster to where you don't necessarily have. They don't necessarily buy into it because they buy into you. They buy into you. They're buying into your brand because they love what your brand value is. So you got to keep doing that till you get them to think that way.
Exactly.
Definitely.
I say this, man. Like, it closes before we get to Seduction 101. Is very, very important that one that you take your career seriously because I'm telling y'all I've been getting my big y'all know the scissors you use when you do the grand openings and they do the ribbon cutting I've been getting my ribbon cutting scissors out and every time I see one of y'all ain't serious I cut y'all off with them goddamn ribbon cutting scissors. I do not have time. If you're not going to be serious about this, you're getting cut off. I'm just letting y'all know that now. And if you're trying to be a brand new model, if I catch you and you sit there and you are lollygagging about it, I'm going to keep it moving because I've done that already. Someone was not taking it serious. They were ready to be on Instagram live fucking around, and they saw my energy. 9 times out of 10, if I see you doing that kind of stuff, and then you're like, "Oh yeah," so nah, you couldn't do a simple ass phone call, but you were able to log into fucking Instagram and go live. So I don't go for that. If you can't take something that's supposed to be about your career serious live. And, but then what annoys me, Nate, these be the same people who get on there and they make these story posts. If it ain't about money, don't hit me up. If it ain't about business, don't hit me up. They say that, and when it's about business, they not taking it serious. They lollygagging and shit. So y'all, the people who are about business ain't got to announce. Don't hit me up if it ain't about business. We, by the way we command our the way we carry ourselves, it commands that kind of respect to where people mainly hit us up if it's about business. We ain't got to announce that every goddamn time.
Yeah, most of the girls that is on our Instagram live all the time, they're not really serious anyway.
Unless you promote, like, if you out and about and stuff, that's cool, but you just sitting around not doing a goddamn thing. You're not even talking about, you're not promoting yourself while you're on there, any sort thing. That's basura. That's trash in Espanol, for those who don't know what that is.
We forgot to hit on an important subject, too, though, about magazines. And it's about that this article that basically I posted earlier is, you know, companies go out of business all the time, but nobody says. So, like, TV shows is canceled all the time, but nobody say TV is over or TV is dead. So magazines is not dead. The format has just changed. More digital magazines sell, and it depends on what the magazine is. Like, some people love cars, and they'll buy the car magazine, or some people will buy the NFL magazine because that's what they like. People are not going to buy, you know, 10 magazines like back in the 90s because they only buy what they like. So whatever they're interested in, that's what they're going to buy. If they're interested in tattoos, they're going to buy Human Canvas. If they like glamour or whatever, they're going to buy Dream Angel. They like, you know, cars, they're going to buy Dub and Ride. That's just how it is. People just not going to buy a bunch of magazines like they used to. People used to buy magazines just to have on the table, but they don't do that no more. So that's what I'm saying. Magazines is a collector's item. A lot of people rather have it digital because they don't want it sitting around in their house. But then there's the people who actually want the physical copy. And then also we got to remember, too, that magazines may not be popular in your city, but magazines might be popular in another country. Magazines is real popular in Japan. Magazines is popular in Australia. And it's also popular in the UK. And the cool thing about me and City magazines, we can sell the print copy worldwide. And we actually sell the digital copy worldwide, which we hit on earlier. We got a lot of customers in India. So, yeah, people don't think, because you don't see magazine in your, a lot of magazines in your grocery store like you used to, that don't really mean anything. It's a lot of magazines, and actually things are better. There's more independent magazines out now than back in the 90s. So actually there's more magazines out. There's magazines popping up every day. And then there's magazines going out of business from big magazines, such as Frontdom went out of business. Front is a UK magazine with a lot of money. Front has went out of business at least 3 times, and they're back. And they're probably going to go out of business again. So, yeah, it don't matter if you have a lot of money or not, you know, because Front went out of business at least 3 times. And it's in the UK, which a lot of people buy magazines in the UK. Also, what else I want to touch on? And then these magazines, you can actually, this is another thing that a lot of people, I guess may do this once you go to Atlanta. With the magazine, you can buy a lot of, get the magazine wholesale from us or whoever, whatever magazine you're in. And you can go to events and conventions. You can sign and autograph the magazines, and your fans would definitely buy it. So that's another thing, another good thing about the print magazine that a lot of people don't understand. If you're in that magazine, also, you know, that magazine can be given away. It can be sold. It's like buying a book from Amazon. Because someone have it right
or
now.
Even not that. I would say this, Renato. The simplest thing, if you have a hard copy, take the one hard copy you got and go promote it, take pictures of people. Simple. That's the thing.
Too, but I'm trying to give models like, I know they need to promote it, but I'm trying to give models like what you can't do with your social media. So, you know, yes, they definitely need to promote it, but that's something that will make your fans love you more.
Exactly.
Because there's this lady named Sexy Sax. She's like 40-some years old, and because she was in that magazine that she was in, those fans are still her fans. Whatever she do, they, you know, and the dude's like, I still got the magazine from 1995. So that's what a lot of people don't get. She's like a grandma, and, you know, those same fans got the autographed copy of her magazine.
I know who you're talking about. She the one that wear the glasses. She thick with the glasses, and she got the real soft voice. Oh, yeah. She. I saw some video of her recently. I was like, good Lord, I should be looking at my grandma like that. I was eye sucking the hell out of her. I'm like, I'm getting out of here. Get thee behind me, Satan. Oh, Lord. But nonetheless, Renato, appreciate you for wanting me to bring the conversation on Facebook that even led me to bring this topic up, because I've been seeing stuff and I saw that. I was like, emergency topic. I sounded the emergency topic alarm because I was like, man, this has been coming up in different ways and different people of like the past month. And I'm like, nah, sometimes the topics write themselves around here. So we appreciate you for that. And,
no problem.
Oh, we're going to do a segue into – what are you saying?
No, I'm just saying, I've been trying to tell people why magazines are still important. It's not going away. Matter of fact, there was a decline in magazines when the TV, you know, came out. People weren't really buying magazines because the TV came out. But then you saw what happened. Later on, people started buying magazines. So the internet is the same thing. You know, since more people have the internet, there's a decline in magazines. But once people get used to it, it's not going to go. Magazines aren't going away, nor is books. It's just going to come back. Same thing with photography. Once the guys got the once the instant film cameras was released, then people start going to photographers. And then once they got used to it, they start going back to professional photographers. So professional photographers is coming back soon, just like, you know, even though people got their cell phones. So a lot of stuff you can't do with a cell phone.
Exactly. Well, appreciate you, bro. Hang on, because I will be letting you plug yourself again at the end of the show. But before we do that, I go to the illustrious type of the illustrious segment known as Seduction 101. What we got for Seduction 101 this week, mate?
This Seduction 101 is a message to women, men, you know, children, if they're listening, hopefully they're in the bed at this time. But, you know, just be true to yourself. Be true to you, because when you're true to yourself, then that light shines that's inside of you. And being true to yourself means being original, being a leader, not being a follower, doing what makes you happy. And just because it works for someone else, it may not work for you. Just be who you are deep down inside and let that inner glow just shine and come out. And also, when you're true to yourself and you're original, other people can see that. Other people can see real from fake. And everything that glitter is, you know, it's not gold. I mean, that old saying, like, when you are honest to yourself, people can see that you're honest to them. They can see you for who you really are. That's based, you know, go back to personality. You know, it's being who you are. Don't try to be something that you're not, you know, because when you're being something you're not, that don't always last long. It probably lasts for a hot little second, and then it's back to reality. And when you're true to yourself, it lasts for a very long time. It lasts for a lifetime and not just for a second. That's why some of these people are, you know, one-hit wonders. They haven't came out with no more music because it was only for a second. That wasn't really who they were deep down inside. And some people. Oh, go ahead with what you were saying.
I was going to add to what you said. Like, there's something this woman. She actually came through the anniversary show. She said this to me all the time, and I would let that stick with me. That's why it's perfect you brought this up. She always said this phrase: "Feel free to be who you be without any restrictions." And that's how I live my life. I don't fucking care. I live out loud. I don't live, you know, I just put good energy into the world, and I'm myself, and I'm unapologetic about being myself.
Yeah, it's because when you truly yourself, the energy reverts itself back to you, and it goes out into the world, and it's in the room, and people feel that positive vibe from you, that positive energy from you. So, I mean, it's all about just being who you are as a person. And just, you know, don't get discouraged because you see other people in a better position than you. Just be patient. Mm. Stay prayed up, and you wait on your time to come. Be happy within yourself. Happiness is a self thing. Happiness comes from within. A person can't give you happiness. You got to already have that. You can't expect another person to make you happy. It's your job to make you happy. And if you're not happy, change the situation that you're in. Change your environment, the people that you be around.
Exactly.
You gotta, when you don't have people clapping for you and giving you congratulations, don't get discouraged. You have to know how to encourage yourself. Because when you encourage yourself, you're building up your self-esteem. You're building up your positive energy. You're making yourself happy from within because you are encouraging yourself. Yeah, sometimes it may be hard because you wish you had somebody there for you and you wish you had family, you wish you had friends. But just because you're alone and just because you're by yourself don't mean you're less than anybody else. That don't mean you're worse than somebody else because you don't have what somebody else has. Because just because somebody else got certain things, that don't mean they got it the right way. They can be fucking a stranger to get things that they need. So stop trying to look at things like, oh, damn, he got this, damn, she got that, damn, she don't like this, he don't like that. But you don't even know that they may be on the verge of suicide because of things they have to do to be in that position. Every position is not a great position, and every bad position is not a bad position. Just because you're in that bad moment God is preparing you for something that's more greater. And just because you're in that bad situation today, tomorrow you can be on top of the world. God can change your life overnight. So you got to always think like that and not think negative, because when you think negative, you're bringing negative energy into your life. You're going to allow negative things to happen. You're manifesting negative things. But when you think positive and you say, okay, tomorrow will be a better day, and, oh, just because this happened don't mean this, don't mean I got to think negative, like it's going to be okay, God is making a way for me, I'm going to have a better situation tomorrow, if I don't have a better situation tomorrow, I'll have a better situation the next day, and so on. Always think positive, because when you think positive, you're bringing that positive energy into your life, and you're building, like I said, you're building yourself up. And when you're thinking positive, those suicidal thoughts go out the window, and you're not depressed no more because you're thinking positive, and you're praying, you're meditating, and whoever, your spiritual person that you pray to, they're making a way for you. You can't always think of certain things as negative, because it can be a blessing in disguise. God probably had to block something because it wasn't meant for you at this moment. He's protecting you. He's protecting your energy. He's protecting your life. Everything happens for a reason. And sometimes you got to understand that. And some things are just not meant to be. And I'm going to just leave it at that.
And that's why today's episode title is perfect, because you can end all that with period.
Period.
But again, like that was a great seduction 101, and that was a great topic from earlier. Everyone, appreciate y'all for tuning in to the show. Glad to bring you guys compelling conversations. Next week, I ain't even going to get into the announcement we got coming up thing, but I'm going to let Ronaldo do so for sure, because I got things I'm just going to let y'all just have to pay attention to my social media. But I will say this, the Wednesday show next week is completely dedicated to the Richardson Foundation. And that will be a show where we will be talking about the why the Richardson Foundation got started, some of the stuff they're trying to do. And, of course, I mean, it would be hard-pressed for us to do that show and not pump up the back-to-school drive getting ready to come up. So definitely, people, make sure that you're tuning to the show next week. And also, too, because you that way you can find out, you know, the work they're trying to do and how the – back to school driver, just the beginning of things, man. So definitely come next week, as we'll be it'll be a show completely dedicated to the Richardson Foundation. So I cannot wait to have you guys tune into that, and just, you know, you get to find out firsthand, man, you know, of how serious you are about this.
Absolutely. Because I'm a model don't mean I'm still a regular person. This is what I try to explain to people. Like, because people just look at me like, oh, I'm this high person. Like, no, I'm still a regular person. I'm still a girl that's from the hood. Let's get that straight. People, it's been times like, okay, because I love noodles. I don't care. I eat noodles when I get famous. Somebody told me, why you eating noodles? You a model. Because I want to eat some motherfucking noodles. I'm still a regular person. But I'm still a regular person. Like, people be thinking, like, I'm so stuck up, and I'm really a down-to-earth person. I'm not a people person. I tolerate people. It's a difference between being a people person and tolerating people. I don't let everybody know my plan. I don't let everybody in my business. I keep certain things to myself, to protect my energy and to protect my spirit. And that doesn't mean that I'm stuck up. That just means I don't associate myself with certain things and certain situations for the lack of my integrity. So,
oh, my God. I think I'm starting to become a person that tolerates and not a people person. I think I'm becoming more and more just a tolerator. As I start really measuring myself.
Some people just be getting on my nerves, and I have to realize, you know, just because I started this nonprofit organization, yes, I'm about women and empowerment and stuff, that don't mean some of these heifers be getting on my nerves, and I might have to treat their ass, because I still will. look, yeah, I'm Erica Badu, I'm Ella May, and I got a little Cardi B deep down inside me, so don't even play with me like that, for real.
Stupid, man. Stupid. Well, I look forward to that next week, and y'all know y'all can follow the Richardson Foundation, the Richardson. It is spelled exactly how you normally would spell Richardson Foundation. You can find it on IG, and also on the RichardsonFoundation.net. You can go to the site, be able to go there and get some more information there, as well as be able to contact the Richardson Foundation. So we talk about that more next Wednesday. It's going to be all about it. Bernardo, bro, what you got coming up, bro, we need to be aware of? I know you got a lot.
I was trying to tell Nate that she can actually run a free ad in our kids magazine. We give free ads to nonprofits.
That's amazing. Thank you. I really appreciate that. That would be very helpful.
And the magazine is free to everyone, so that's another good thing.
Right.
Nice.
What I got going on, we have, like I said, My Kids. It's a kids magazine. It's fashion. And it's basically a diverse magazine, so we're giving kids that probably would have never had an opportunity, a chance to get published. So we have Black and Latino kids, but we feature everyone. And you can go to maellekids.com. We also have a locked social network that is for parents, and this social network is so secure that we just got a bad rating recently from a dude that couldn't see the kid's bio. He just gave us a bad rating. Like, I'm going to give you a bad rating. It's on our page right now. I'm going to give you a bad rating because I can't.
He'll most likely a creep, little nasty ass.
Yeah, he was. He tried.
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah, so basically he was mad because, you know, our site is so secure, if you click the kid's bio, it automatically takes you back to the homepage if you're not a member. So he was mad about that. So that was interesting. I put him on blast, though, so a lot of the parents got to see all of him. And then I have all the other sites that you guys already know about. We try to not censor people. So that's why I launched the other sites. So we have Elite Angel Social. So if you are sick of getting your stuff deleted, if you're sick of your stuff being deleted on Instagram, join Elite Angel Social. The site is Elite Angels. And then instead of, how can I spell today? ElitangelSocial.com. And we have everything that you will find on Model Mayhem or any other site, but we do not restrict you. Have the casting section, verify credits, everything. And Sadie J is a member on the site. And yeah, that's one thing I could tell you. Yeah, I mean, that's what I got going on, really. Not really much right now.
And I have one of the most recent covers of of it, you know, not humble brag. Shot with Larry Sky, definitely. That was a great opportunity to be able to get Mad to cover for that.
Oh, yeah, she's the angel of the month. So that was cool for her. She's excited. Also, he might have a future cover coming up. I'm not for sure, but we'll see.
Okay. We shall see. Oh, man. But
yeah,
appreciate
but
you for coming through, man. I know it.
Yeah,
I like to work hard for it.
We got a lot of photographers submitting that's real good from all over. So, yeah, you may not get it, but we'll see.
Okay. Nonetheless, man, we appreciate you for coming through, man. And definitely, it's being a random guest. Sometimes I like that, man. I like not other people not necessarily knowing, you know, every guest. Every guest not on schedule. I like a little spontaneity thrown into the mix every now and then. And so, you know, I appreciate you, man, for, you know, coming through and definitely sharing your wisdom and whatnot. So again, y'all support these businesses. Also, I would be remiss if I did not remind you guys. Oh yeah, go ahead.
Follow me on. I'm shadow banned right now, but follow me at Dream Angel Mag, or at Elite Angels Mag. That's not shadow banned, and it probably will not be. You go to the page, you'll see why. But Dream Angel Mag is shadow banned, so. But you still can follow me. DreamAngelMag.com is blocked. Oh, yeah, I got to mention that. Go to DreamAngelMag.com if you would like to see some of the best models. And also, you can check out our store to get our old issues. And, Facebook and Instagram blocked my site. So that was kind of cool, but I don't really care. I mean, I'm going to still promote my stuff. They're not going to stop me.
Exactly. Well, bro, appreciate you, and Nate, appreciate you for always being a lovely co-host, and remind everybody, if you miss any parts of the show, you can go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio. That's DUSKSPOT. And when you go to there, you can listen to the show, the 6 most recent episodes, including being able to the hot links right on the underneath the player. It allows you to be able to subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn, which are major platforms, you know, humble brag, but who's counting? So, yes, make sure y'all follow us there. And, man, we end the show how we end every show, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, there's a J or there's a...
No.
Mm-hmm.
Or a
you.
Away.
Y'all tune in to an episode of Life at the Dusk Live. Your boy Ceddie J and your girl.
And Nay Seduction.
And Nay, what's that public service announcement we give everybody every hump day?
If you go hump, please do it responsibly.
Mm-hmm. We out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.